And let's find out what's happening around the world in the news. Matt Bevan is with us. Hi, Matt.
G'day, PK. To Russia today, because there's kind of a lot going on there all at once. Over the weekend, there have been more protests on the streets of Moscow, ostensibly demanding independent candidates be allowed to run for local council, but also, more broadly, protesting against the reign of President Vladimir Putin. They're chanting, "Russia will be free," a common chant at anti-Putin protests, including the one a couple of weeks ago on the same issue. They also like to chant at these events, "Putin is a thief." Those protests 2 weeks ago were unauthorised and led to thousands of people being arrested and the leading opposition figure, Alexei Navalny, being hospitalised with a mysterious illness. But the protests this weekend just gone were authorised by the government, and there were fewer clashes between protesters and police. That's not to say that there were no clashes. There is video of a man being arrested seemingly because he was waving a large Russian flag, and seemingly for no other reason. But these protests take on a special significance because of the date. Friday, Russian time, just gone, was the 20th anniversary of President Boris Yeltsin announcing Vladimir Putin would be the next Prime Minister of Russia and his preferred successor.
Director FSB России Владимир Владимирович Путин.
So we've just passed 20 years of Putin's reign in Russia, either as president or as prime minister. And at the 20-year mark, he is presiding over a country with a lot of problems, including this one. That is the sound of a massive explosion at an ammunition dump at a Russian military base last week, one of two which occurred last week. The video of this explosion in Archinsk is, to be honest, breathtaking. There is smoke rising from an apparent fire in the distance around the ammunition dump. And then in the middle of that fire, an enormous fireball, a visible shockwave, and a mushroom cloud. To give you some idea of how big the explosion is and how far away that sound has come from, let me play the video again. I'll tell you when the explosion happened, and you'll hear how much of a delay there is between the explosion and the sound arriving. So that's the original explosion happens at that point. So these people are reacting to it, you can hear. And then here it is. Yeah. That's the explosion there. That's the noise from several kilometres away. It's massive. And as I say, this is one of two explosions which happened at military facilities last week. The other one was in Nenoska at a weapons testing range a few days earlier. Here's CNN's Frederick Plitkin giving the latest information about what we know about that explosion last night.
What we learned is that a couple of days ago there was a big explosion at a testing area, apparently on a ship in the north of the country, in the Arctic north of the country. Now, originally, the authorities had said that it was a liquid fuel jet engine or liquid fuel a missile engine that blew up. What we've learned over the past, I would say, 24 hours or so is that apparently five people who work for Russia's state-owned nuclear company were killed in that blast. A statement that came out by this company, Rosatom, and said the tragedy occurred during works related to the engineering and technical support of isotopic sources in a liquid propulsion system. So certainly something radioactive going on there. Of course, one of the things we know, Natalie, is that about a year and a half ago, Vladimir Putin came out and said that Russia wants to develop what he calls a radioactively powered, a nuclear-propulsed cruise missile.
Reports have suggested that a spike in atmospheric radiation was detected in the area after that explosion. This comes just 2 months after another explosion at a military bomb factory in the industrial city of Dzerzhinsk, where 79 people were injured and 180 homes were damaged. So what is Vladimir Putin doing about all of this on the anniversary of his appointment as Prime Minister? Well, he is riding motorcycles in Crimea. That is the sound of Vladimir Putin himself riding a motorcycle with a sidecar in Crimea with the Night Wolves Motorcycle Club, a nationalistic motorcycle club he's been associated with for some time. The boss of the club is Alexander the Surgeon Zeldostanov.
The nice, yeah.
He says here, I think our president is a great person. Putin is the only one I'm not ashamed of. Putin's the only one who loves Russia for real. In the last 20 years, Vladimir Putin has been pushing a certain image of himself. He's a tough guy, he's manly, and he likes other people to be manly, other people around him to be manly as well. He and his administration often describe Russia as a manly place, which is one of the reasons why homosexuality isn't really welcome there, at least not openly, as it's not part of that manly image in the Putin administration's opinion. Putin also loves to point, as much as he can, to the annexation of Crimea from Ukraine in 2014, which was directly responsible for his popularity rating in Russia skyrocketing to its highest ever level. He visits Crimea from time to time, along with his friends, the Night Wolves, who were there during the annexation holding a motorcycle stunt show. They held the stunt show again on the weekend, and that was the event Putin was in town for. He addressed the crowd there.
Здравствуйте, друзья. Привет.
Says, hello, dear friends, greetings. I'm very glad to see you. This, the motorcycle show, is a wonderful initiative, a marvellous idea that brings together people interested in technology, bike aficionados, and all those who love our motherland with all their heart and soul. This tradition keeps alive all the very best in the heart of every Russian, rooted in our remarkable heroic history. I am very pleased that these manly and cool people serve as role models for youngsters in our country, showing them the right attitude towards Russia. That is Vladimir Putin speaking at a motorcycle rally over the weekend in Crimea, the site of, really, as far as he and many Russians are concerned, his greatest achievement in the last 5 years, the annexation of Crimea. PK.
Matt Bevan, I can imagine you on a motorbike doing stunts, am I right?
Yeah, definitely. I'm right into that, yeah.
You're that kind of guy, yeah.
You've read me right, yeah.
Yeah, I'm that kind of girl. All right, Matt Bevan, we'll speak to you a little later. See ya.
Cheers.